This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week, I read the first half of a story written by Isabel Weitemeyer about her time going to school in Moranville Township at District 82. She started attending that school as a first grader in 1941. In last week's story, she described the school building and grounds and also what she remembered about celebrating Halloween at school. Today's part of her story starts with Christmas. The complete story appeared in the World Pioneer in 2000 when it was shared by Isabel's son, Andrew Magnuson, from Washington State. At Christmas time, on at least one occasion, the whole school went to a nearby woods to select and cut a tree for the schoolhouse, hopefully with the permission of the property owners. I remember one year we had trouble finding a good one of the right height. One of the older boys climbed up a tree and cut the top off, which worked out just right. Before Christmas, the school always had a school program and Christmas party. Parents and anyone else who wanted to come were invited, and it was usually a packed house. One year, I was the narrator for a Christmas pageant. My mother made me practice over and over until I was sick of it, but it was a big success. After the program, Santa always came and passed out Christmas candy. After first grade, my parents moved to Duluth, and in the third grade, we moved back to the Warroad area and onto the farm that my father had inherited. Again, I attended 82. It was now operating as a one-room school, as the enrollment there had dropped too low to justify two teachers. My cousins had moved to Duluth, which in itself accounted for quite a drop in enrollment. Catherine Brown was now the teacher. She was young and pretty, and sometimes let us have class outside when the weather was warm. Miss Brown was followed by Rose Hokanson. Her husband, Hokan, was a brother of my Uncle Martin, and she had gone to Warroad Normal School with my parents. The Hokansons lived in the next section south of us. Rose sometimes walked home with the kids going our direction when she was ready to leave right after school. One summer, my father raised certified seed potatoes. I think he must have had 25 or 30 acres of them. School was let out for 2 days in the fall, and a good portion of the school kids, as well as some of their parents, helped us pick potatoes. There wasn't much opportunity for farm kids to make money, so this was a very big deal. When I was in fifth grade, 82 was consolidated with another small country school. Kids from the other school were bused to 82. I don't remember what the total enrollment was, but I would guess around 24 to 26 students. There was initially some rivalry between the old kids and the new kids, but everyone soon made new friends and settled in. I am sure that Rose had her hands full with that many kids in all 8 grades. At that time, the 8th graders had to pass state board exams to go on to high school. I remember how the 8th grade class was drilled before those exams. We moved again when I was in 6th grade. It was just before Thanksgiving. I really hated to leave 82. Going into a 6th grade class that was larger than all of consolidated 82 had been, I was concerned that I might be academically behind. Surprisingly enough, I wasn't. And some of the texts we had used at 82 were newer and better than those in the town school I was attending. I think that hearing the classes ahead of us made the material somewhat familiar and easier when presented to our class. There wasn't much time for enrichment learning, such as art and music, but it had its compensations. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to share our county stories, and to the writer's son for sharing his mother's story. If your parents have told you about their childhood, write down their stories and share them with the world.